When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It's a beautiful day. It's a little warm. But Haymarket Park is beautiful. And it's good to be here. I'm DP. Austin Orman next to me. BP with DP. A success. Good opportunity to get down on the field. And I honored my command and did not take swings.
I know it wasn't easy for you, so I'm proud of you for honoring those commands.
Yeah, I'm surprised at myself. I'm surprised. It really was a thing. We'll talk about what happened here today, and then. But before we do that, Austin, let them know, please, about the Mercado.
Gladly, our friends from Certified Piedmontese, every type of meat and every type of cut, as Coach Jay Foreman would say. He's on his way to coach, so that's why you're hearing me, not him, tell you about the Mercado. They've got two Lincoln locations, one at 84th and Havelock, the other at 30th and Yankee Hill in Lincoln, but also one in Omaha, 168th and Maple. That's the newest location. So if you're in our listening radius, which is really worldwide, but if you're in our terrestrial radio dial radius, there's no excuse not to hit up the Mercado now that it's officially grilling season.
Yep, and it's a good weekend for it. I haven't even checked. What's the weather supposed to be like this weekend?
Nice, probably slightly toasty. Hopefully the humidity drops about 15%.
What are you going to do with your weekend?
I'm seeing 90, 90, 92, 100, and 98 over the next handful
those
of days.
Those are numbers.
Yeah. Tomorrow, my wife is working, so I got the kid.
Okay.
At home, which is going to be fun. And then our little niece is getting baptized on Sunday, so we'll see family on Sunday for that.
So you have a weekend planned.
I do.
I pondered this. Knowing that the Salt Dogs are home this weekend against Gary, did you get a chance to look at – do you know the teams in this league by heart?
Not by heart. Right? I knew a decent chunk of them.
All right. So here, I'll give you that because I wanted to talk about some of these things. And I am a fan. I judge baseball by nicknames.
It's what you do.
I can't help it.
Especially minor league and indie ball.
Right. Like, I mean, it has to be. So, I mean, and again, you guys can join in and give us your opinion on who has the – what are the best. I mean, I think the bananas are kind of in their own orbit.
I'm partial now to trash pandas as well.
Okay. Yeah, John of Cortland, you're right. He says if you had hit, Becky would have hurt you. Yeah. literally, the funny part of it is so – I had on slacks because I had meetings today. Mm-hmm. And so I went home, put on shorts, was getting comfortable. And, of course, you know, I'm like, do I put on the Salt Dogs jersey? What do I do? And I'm like, no, because that's a statement, right? Mm-hmm. That's a statement that I'm gonna dive in. So then I begin to stretch because I'm like, well, let me see how I feel, you know. Get stretched, feeling good. And I'm literally zipping up my bag, like my laptop bag, and the phone rings. Hey, where you at? At home. You going to the ballpark? Yep. You're not going to swing, are you? and Austin, it's as if my favorite ice cream was just delivered, and you tell me I can't have it.
Not before dinner, really.
Like, I just, right, and I'm just going, oh, that's a painful loss. Like, that's a hard loss, right? Literally walking out the door, mm-hmm. right? And I'm going, okay, you're not supposed to swing. Oh. So I get here, and, of course, they break out the bats. And Shout out, Brett Jody, and is just exceptional. I'm surprised we don't hear more from him in Lincoln.
You know, fair.
Right? Like that, I think that just in one, he's the definition of a baseball guy,
and lifer,
right?
Grinder.
And of course, Shane Tritz, who's our host today, his daughter is the promotions manager for the Salt Dogs. So
the last time we were here, was it the last time we were here, or just one of the times last season they had the Swift Dogs?
Yes, I have one of the jerseys.
Yeah,
I do have one of the jerseys. So it worked out really well.
Good.
It worked out really well. But yeah, I pumped the brakes. Yeah, so I lost the train of thought. I wanted to talk about the nicknames.
And can I see if I can name the cities? I think I have a decent
amount.
Well,
that's literally where we were going to go.
Okay.
Explorers.
That is going to be, it's one of the Sioux's. Mm-hmm. City?
Sioux City.
Yes.
Gold Eyes.
Oh, that's Winnipeg.
Yeah, what's a gold eye?
I don't know. A bird of some sort?
Yeah.
James Bond knockoff?
Text line.
I don't know.
Let us know what a gold eye is. We'll keep doing that. The Dogs.
Is it not the Salt Dogs? Just the Dogs?
Just the Dogs.
Isn't there a team in, like, is that Chicago?
That's Chicago.
Nice.
The Railroaders.
Oh, that's Cleburne. Love me some Cleburne Railroaders.
The Railroaders. The Cougars.
There's a team called the Cougars?
There's a team called the Cougars.
Yeah, I got nothing on that one.
Kane County.
No.
I don't even know where Kane County is.
I'm going to put this face down. I'm going to look up Kane County.
I don't even know what Kane County is.
Looks like it is in Illinois.
Illinois. Okay. All right.
Geneva, Illinois is the city, in fact.
Yeah. John and Quintland says that the Gold Eyes are fish.
Oh. Fish. Okay.
That explains why I don't know it.
Sure.
The Milkmen, of course.
Oh, that's got to be Wisconsin somewhere. Typically go with alliteration.
Specifically.
So, Milkmen, Milwaukee.
Yes. Milwaukee. The Dockhounds.
Dockhounds?
The Dockhounds.
No. I got nothing on that one.
Lake County.
Lake County?
And I don't know where that is.
Could be Florida, Illinois, Indiana, or California.
Yeah, I don't know.
I presume it's Midwestern-ish.
Yeah. I would imagine that, too. Of course, the Canaries.
That is the other Sioux, which would be Falls.
The Red Hawks.
Oh, Fargo.
Fargo or Moorhead.
Moorhead.
Yeah. And, of course, the Monarchs.
Kansas City.
Right. Which, is that cool that the Monarch, an independent affiliate is the KC Monarchs? Because that holds such great regard.
It does.
But I'm assuming it's a tribute.
Right? As long as it's a tribute, I'm fine with them, cool with it. I remember former Royal Christian Colon playing for the Monarchs in their inaugural season as the Monarchs. I think they were Kansas City T-Bones for a while, and then they rebranded to the Monarchs. So, no, you're never going to get the original, you know, Jackie Robinson-era Kansas City Monarchs. Right. But I'm not mad at it as a tribute.
What? I mean, do you have the same recall for the Negro League team?
Probably not quite as well, but you can get a few
most?
Of them.
Than most?
You had, the Birmingham Grays, Kansas City Monarchs.
Birmingham
Barons. Homestead Grays.
Homestead
Grays.
Where's Homestead, you know?
What was that?
Where's Homestead?
Is that New York? Somewhere in New York?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was there a Buffalo team?
So most cities that had baseball also had a Negro League team, and for all, most cases. So New York, of course, they were the Black Yankees.
Yankees,
right? Atlanta, they were the Black Crackers.
Oh.
Which is one of my favorite jerseys.
I have to look that one up.
Oh, it's a great looking, and they've got several different jerseys. They had the triple, the ABCs. So they
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, ABC, the Atlanta Black Crackers. And great hats as well. I have several Homestead Grays jerseys in the pocket. I've got Philly and Baltimore Stars.
That's right.
I've got the New York Cubans.
Okay.
What else do I have? Pick the city. What else am I missing?
Do you have Indianapolis?
The Clowns.
Clowns, yep.
I have that one. That's a great looking because it's – so imagine the Cleveland Indians chief face. Okay. It's just a clown. Oh, it's spectacular. It's a great looking jersey. It's a great looking jersey. Yeah, Texas said they used to listen to the KC T-Bones, got permission to be the Monarchs. So
nice.
Yeah. I'm a huge Negro Leagues fan, and I wanted to take a moment and speak on the whole Reggie Jackson
thing. I was just, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because we don't know our blind spots. Individually, collectively, we don't know our blind spots. We don't know what we don't know. And there is a huge part of the country that has no idea about anybody else's existence except their own. Because they're grinding. They're trying to find their way through. And so not really being aware of what other people go through or how they're living and how they're making decisions. But my goodness, that people are surprised that in southern towns in the 50s, 60s, 70s, that this sort of stuff goes on. And I said this the other day on a crossover that I know what happened to me in the 70s directly. I know what happened to me in the 80s. Like, I played college baseball in Richmond, Virginia, Confederate capital, that I had teammates whose parents were Klansmen. And they didn't know that it was wrong to be Klansmen. It just was. That was like a local alliance in their minds, and it's just okay. And they didn't go into particulars of why they were joining, and I certainly didn't ask. But the thing about sports is what it does is it breaks down walls and it makes you comfortable and you acclimate yourself to people who aren't like you. And to a teammate, and to say easily, so I had four roommates from Colonial Heights, Virginia. Three high schools, pretty good baseball core in the middle of the state. And they were all members of this club. And none of them had ever been around black people. They certainly hadn't played against black people because in Virginia in the 70s and 80s, there weren't a lot of black baseball players. There just wasn't. I was the one at my high school. And then there was another one that followed me and another one that followed him, and it sort of changed. But I know what I went through. So just, and again, I for reference sake, most people can wrap their brain around and remember the Titans. Well, that was Alexandria, Virginia. Like that's what was going on. And what I loved about my hometown was that it crossed streams. It was very diverse. And so it was really difficult to be hateful all the time. There were pockets of it. Like I knew there were parties I couldn't go to in high school. Like I had my buddy who's also an athlete. He would go into the parties to make sure it was okay for me to be there. But I would have to wait in the car. I would have to wait in the car. And there were times where, there were black swimming pools. Literally black swimming pools. Because if we had gone to the city pool, they'd have closed the pool. They would close it down rather than have us be in it. And when busing happened, I was nine. I was 9 years old. And to imagine how much we knew. But I knew that on Friday night, if I wanted to, I knew that high school football was a thing. I had to leave Arlington, go to Alexandria to watch T.C. Williams because that was allowed. I graduated from Washington and Lee High School. Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I went to Stonewall Jackson Elementary School. Thomas Jefferson Middle School. So I went to Swanson, but that was also in the same pocket, right? Mm. But imagine that when I was my first day of elementary school at the predominantly white school. So I was picked to out of the black school to go to the white school. And so I had to get on a bus and ride 5 miles. Of course, you actually rode like 15 miles because you had to pick up other black kids who were there, the black kid for those schools and classes. Mm. And my first day of school, I was picketed. So imagine being 9 years old, pulling up on a bus, and there are people who are grown-ups who are yelling at you. And they actually had to send a sheriff onto the bus to fight through the crowd and walk me into school. I had to have a sheriff walk me into school. This is elementary school. It's fourth grade. And I remember looking around the classroom, and I'm looking for faces. And there weren't any. There weren't any. And I remember that first day of recess, we all ran outside, and there were parents lined up on the fence. And there were two pools. There were the parents who had almost demanded that their kids play with me. And then there were those who demanded that their kids not play with me. And you just go, wow. So when Reggie makes the statement that in the 60s it wasn't exactly warm and fuzzy in Birmingham, Alabama, if you know anything about America's history, you know what Birmingham, Alabama, that it was a hub for friction. Mm-hmm. And to not be aware how difficult it was and is to be great in this country in sports, especially back in the day. And what I loved about Nebraska, even before I knew it like I know it now, was that it seemed welcoming. Again, my first vision of it on national TV is Rich Glover, Johnny Rogers. Like, okay. All right, Nebraska. No, Oklahoma had more, so I seemed like, okay. But something about Nebraska kept me on the Nebraska side. Mm. And there's a thing that happened last night. I meant to send it to you because Aaron Davis and I were sending back and forth pictures from early Husker days and Bug Eater days. Mm. And one of the pictures was from 1913. And a face pops up that I'm not familiar with because it looks different. And if you told me that there was a black Nebraska football player in 1913, we know that Flippin was the first. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know the name Clinton Ross. Hmm. Yeah, and that Clinton Ross was a lightning rod because apparently in 1911 he was playing and he was extremely light-skinned. And so he was passing as white. Hmm. He was again, a thing, having to pass as white because there were other universities that weren't going to play Nebraska. Because of the light-skinned kid. And you see them line up, and there's a picture of them lined up, and you go, wait a minute, the dude on the right, that's a brother. Like, and I sent it to – so this is what it and again, I'm constantly learning about Nebraska and its athletics, but it says he played at Nebraska from 1911 to 1913, originally from Emporia, Kansas, was born in 1891, the same year that George Flippin became the first African-American player at Nebraska. Clinton was the second child born to Nim and Ellen Ross. His dad's name is Nimrod. Sometime between 1891 and 1900, the family moved to Lincoln, where his sister enrolled at Nebraska. There's differing information between the 1900 and 1910 census taken in Nebraska, but the 1900 census listed Ross as black. But in 1910, it listed them as white. He graduated from Lincoln High School in 1910. Confusion over his identification of race can best be seen as a picture of the 1913 football team. He was light-skinned in his family, and this was the cause of confusion. After having completed two seasons on the football team, he was hesitant upon playing his third year because he had to have a job in his class load. A professor set him up so that he could play, and he decided to play. Was a highly praised lineman on the team, said they have great team pride. There's a write-up from the yearbook that's available online if you want to go see it. He was a kind player that took pride in playing and never let another man get the best of him, even if they tried that much harder to do so. He was a gigantic player, according to the average size of players in the 1900s. He weighed 200 pounds, and he was one of the biggest players on the team. Great public speaker, went on to law school at Nebraska, where he graduated in 1915, opened a law practice in Lincoln for a time, and then finally moved to Los Angeles, where he lived until he was until 1954. But Kansas, there were several schools that were listed that would not play, said that they were going to make Nebraska forfeit if Ross dressed up. And the headline, one of the headlines from that, from 1913, 1913 protest by Kansas and Kansas State, but coach says Ross will play. Pretty amazing times that people went through, and that Reggie Jackson just simply reminded folks.
Well, reminded some and informed others. You know, is like you were saying before, part of the truth of the story and the unfortunate truth of the story is not knowing. And I want to give people the benefit of the doubt that, like you said, they're grinding away, more worried about themselves than someone else. Is ignorance an excuse? Probably shouldn't be. You know, I'm at least listen to you if you want to try to argue your case. But the comment that I heard from a couple of my buddies was, how is Reggie Jackson still dealing with this? You know, it was 10 years after the fact. Like, 10 years seems like an eternity. It's really not. I mean, for a change of that magnitude in this country, 10 years is the blink of an eye. Like, some can change in 10 years, but it's been, what, we're 70, 75-ish?
Here's what I ask people. Have you ever been the only person like you in a room?
Right.
Have you ever been denied a place to stay because of who you are? Have you ever been denied a meal? Have you ever been denied education? Have you ever been chased off the road? Mm-hmm. Have you ever have you ever had somebody pour acid in the pool because you were in the water? Have you ever had somebody tell you that nobody like you can drink this water? Where to sit on the bus? Can you imagine people being told where to sit on a bus? Mm-hmm. That everybody else can choose where they want. You can't. And if you've never had those things, then start to ponder what that would feel like and then the damage that would do to the psyche. Listen, Becky asks all the time, and I don't think she would be upset if I said that, but she asked the question, like, how is it that you don't hate people? Because I know what that makes people feel like, and I would never want to do that to anybody. Like, that's a simple thing. If you've been hated on, if you've been injured. Now, they say hurt people hurt people. No, some hurt people heal. so that they can help people heal. And that's what sports has the ability to do. That there's a coach. I want to say he's a Georgia coach, but he talked about, he played down in Texas, and he said the beauty of that is that we would get in the huddle. In the huddle was the poem that he wrote, and he just simply said that in the huddle, there was no religion, there was no color. We were just connected in trying to be competitive together. And that's what sports was. Like, I mean, think about what we put through. And here's the other thing. That's what Reggie Jackson, Jackie Robinson, Muhammad Ali, that's what they went through.
Larry Doby.
Right, how great they were, and they went through it. What about the not Jackie Robinsons? What about the people who aren't so unique in character, so high level in character, that you can throw baseballs at them and they get up and they'll dust themselves off and then they'll smack one in the gap just to beat you that way. But what about all the kids who weren't Jackie? I'm no Jackie Robinson, right? But I also know what I went through playing baseball in Virginia. I know what I went through playing football in Virginia. Imagine at my high school, and again, we were rivals with T.C. Williams, but I was at a predominantly white school. Well, this is in 1979 where they burned the N-word into T.C. Williams' sideline, and I had to run out the tunnel and play for the people who burned that word into a sideline. And then I had to look T.C. Williams in the eye, and if you don't understand having people look at you, like, how can you stand up for that? How can you play for that? And my only thing was I took a beating from both sides that night. I took an emotional beating from my teammates. I took a physical beating from T.C. Williams because, well, how are you with that? Like, how are you with that? And then imagine the scar. Like, you never get over that. But that's what we do. And then, thankfully, at some point, you know, the Huskers of the 70s, 80s, and 90s figured out how to coexist and then to excel, which is magnificent in the middle of the country. But I ask people all the time, have you ever just had dinner with somebody who was not like you just to have dinner with them? Not because of work, not because you had to, but because you had the opportunity. That speaks volumes to it. And, again, I'm not going to lessen anybody else's anybody's experience. It's an amazing thing that for those people, and I have friends that stood up for me in high school and in college, and I called them superheroes because they were fighting civil rights battles that they weren't even invited into. And those, they're still my friends. I mean, again, I'm blessed that I had a Barry Thompson a year ahead of me who took a whole lot. But Barry was from the other side of the county, and Barry, they knew him. I grew up on the other side of town. I wasn't one of them. But Barry led the way. Brian Blados, who played for the Bengals, he was their starting guard for the Super Bowl Bengals team under Boomer Esiason. Robert Oxendine, the late great Robert Oxendine, who passed last month, played at Tampa. Those were my teammates. They were all great people. Bill Wyckoff, great guys who all had success in college and did great things. Sandra Bullock. I mean, there were people. One of my favorite things about Sandy is that her family welcomed me in before I was anybody. Like, I wasn't, I was a jock at school. She was a cheerleader. She was an athlete. But her mom and dad treated me, ready for this, like I was normal. And that engaged me, that enlightened me, that entitled me to move forward. Because people like that who simply said, young man, you're going to be just fine. And they would make dinner for me. Like, they'd call my mom and say, hey, Liz, here's what we're going to do. We're going to feed them dinner. Is that okay? And she said yes, and thank you. And oddly enough, the moment the day after my daughter was born, Sandy flew in from Los Angeles and sat in my mom's house in this black neighborhood and held my daughter. That's what it could do. That's what people went through. That's what was required. So when Reggie says, you know what, Birmingham wasn't good to me, for baseball players of that era, that is an absolute truth. And sadly, when they speak to it, there are people that try to lessen it. Don't be those people. We'll come to break. More old school. We'll loosen up a little bit. I'll lighten up, I promise.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.